This is Five After Hours. My name is Leah Jazz, and it is time for the fakest of fake news. Legally, I have to warn you that the contents of fake news does not reflect the views of 5FM or the SABC or anyone, really, because it's fake.
Fake news.
No false and fake. You are fake news.
Good morning and welcome to Fake News at 5. Your top story tonight, the eThekwini municipality says they will be overhauling all of Durban's road infrastructure following damage from heavy rains over the weekend. The Department of Transport in KZN says they're also looking to repair the M4 between Sibaya and La Mercy while they're at it. In other news, promising to violate any and all personal space, the nation's strangers held a press conference on Tuesday to announce their plan to stand right up against you. Whether it's in a coffee shop, at the bank, or in a park, we will closely hover around you and breathe on your neck, said sources who asked not to be identified, noting that they will only be a few inches from your ear while they make wet noises with their lips and snort loudly. The nation's strangers added that even if you did try to move away, another stranger will come and replace them at your side. And finally, Can We Talk has been voted the most terrifying text message to receive, whether it's from your boss, your friend, or your lover. Can We Talk induced exponentially more fear than the next three most terrifying texts, which were, You Up, I See You, and We Still On For Tonight, combined. Clinical studies have shown that the body's physiological response to the talk text message was just as powerful as, say, skydiving, getting shot, or fighting a bear. That's all for your fake news. I'm Leah Jazz.
Fake news, no false and fake. You are fake news.